This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Gil Capps is an Emmy Award-winning associate producer with NBC Sports and a managing editor at Golf Channel. And Gil has written his first book, The Magnificent Masters, Jack Nicklaus, Johnny Miller, Tom Weisskopf, and the 1975 Cliffhanger at Augusta. It is a pleasure to welcome Gil Capps to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Gil.
Likewise, John. Thank you very much for having me. It's a thrill to speak with you.
My pleasure. Thanks for doing this. All right, tell me the story. How did the book come about?
Well, I've been in the golf media business for a long time, always had the itch to write a book. The idea for 1975 Masters really came about thinking about what stories in golf haven't been told. And surprisingly, a book on this tournament in 1975 had never been written. So we all know the story and all know the images of Jack and holding that 40-foot putt, you know, on the 16th hole in 1975, and he beats Weisskopf and Miller by one shot. And also it was a very significant week in the fact that Lee Elder became the first black golfer to play in the tournament. But I was curious as to what else was there for that tournament, why that tournament still resonated so much with so many people of a certain age, and that's what got me interested in writing about 1975 Masters.
You know, you mentioned the three principals with Jack and Johnny Miller and Tom Weisskopf. I do want to touch on all three, but I want to start with Weisskopf. For me, tragic's maybe too harsh a word, but the tragic figure in the book, and I gather from the book that when it came to Tom and Jack Nicklaus, Tom was kind of always a bit of a tragic figure.
He was. Tom lived his professional career in the shadow of Jack Nicklaus. Several people point out that Tom, it probably would have been a different story had he, been born in California and growing up in Sacramento and didn't go to Ohio State. And he was constantly in Jack's shadow. He was the first next Nicklaus. And that really, I think, tore Tom. Tom got tired of hearing that right from the beginning, and I think it put a lot of pressure on him. And Tom, just one of his characteristics is he's a perfectionist to begin with, which makes it hard to play the game. And you add on some of those external pressures, it was really tough for Tom. But Tom, Tom loved Jack. He really did like a big brother. But there were times too that always hearing about Jack and why couldn't Tom Weisskopf win as much as Jack when he had just as much talent, if not more, to the eye test, that really haunted him, and especially this Masters tournament, finished runner-up four times, and particularly 75, when really it was his tournament to win. He was the 54-hole leader. He played probably the best of the three for all 4 days, and not to be able to get it done really hurt him deeply, and really affected him the rest of his career.
You know, talking about that and reading the book, I couldn't get this out of my head regarding Tom. And I think back to the 1986 Masters, and at that time he was a broadcaster for CBS. And as Jack was about to hit his tee shot on the 16th hole, they asked Tom Weisskopf, "What's Jack thinking right now?" And Tom's response was, "If I knew that, I'd have won this tournament at some point." And that, I thought it was a very honest answer 11 years later.
Absolutely, and very telling. I think if Tom or Johnny could have thought like Jack Nicklaus, they probably each would have won six Masters themselves. And one of the other things I found pretty interesting when I researched this book and talked to these guys, Jack Nicklaus, all he cared about was winning, And whatever it took to win, that's what he did. And more or less, he decided that to win, the best thing to do at that time, now remember, this was a different era with how golf courses were groomed, clubs, balls, et cetera. But he thought playing the percentages, you know, on most holes was the way to go. You know, if the risk outweighed the reward on a certain shot, you know, Jack didn't take that risk. Whereas Tom and Johnny, of course, they wanted to win. What golfer doesn't want to win? But I think playing golf for them was more to see what they could get out of the game. And Johnny even makes that comment. You know, Johnny says, I was a hot and cold golfer, but I'd rather been hot some of the time than just lukewarm all the time. You know, they played it kind of to reach that nirvana, kind of the you know, both of them had, you know, fundamentally sound swings. Tom, which was, you know, his swing was a thing of beauty, and it was a lot about style, and even more of a, I think, a sense of pride in having a great round, you know, tee to green and playing the game like it they thought it should be played. You know, I think in the back of their mind even superseded, you know, winning lots of tournaments.
We're talking with Gil Capps. His brand new book, The Magnificent Masters, is available right now. Gil, would there have been a book? Would many people have said this was the greatest Masters ever had Jack not won?
Well, you know, that's a good point. When you look back at history and all the great tournaments that people think or in their minds, such and such is the greatest golf tournament, such and such is the greatest major, right? Almost all of them involve the big name winning. I mean, would we still be talking about the 2008 U.S. Open that Rocco Media had won and not Tiger, you know, or the 2000 PGA or et cetera? Probably not in the same vein. You know, when the big stars win, you know, I think that's what makes those events historic. In particular, 1975. But I think 1975, you know, and I make the point in the book, it's one of those events that's a rarity, not only in golf, but in sports, when you have the three top players of the day and the three best players of the day. I mean, I'll give a little nod to folks like Lee Trevino and Gary Player. But these three were the most talented. They were the hottest. They were the favorites going into that week. And there they are, all three still right there at the end with the outcome to be determined. You look back over the modern history of major championships, has never happened. That's the only time that's happened. We've had some two-man battles here and there, but to have those three guys, you know, I eke into the fact, you know, imagine if we would have in the early 2000s had a Masters where you had Tiger and Phil and maybe either an Ernie or a Vijay doing the same thing these three guys did, with Tiger making this great putt and beating his two rivals by one and really dimming their psyche, and he cements himself again at the top of the golf world. That's what happened in 75. And so, you know, I think as years go by, we kind of forget some of these things that have already been done and some of these great moments in golf, especially 75, when you consider that, you know, that was the 39th Masters, and that was 39 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you know, at this point in time, that's the halfway mark of all these Masters we've seen, which is, it is really hard to imagine time has gone by, you know, this quickly.
Did you enjoy the experience of writing a book?
I did. It's much different than being in live television, and there's nothing. There's no thrill like being on the production team of a live sporting event, in a particular golf. It's a reason that all these television networks are paying billions and gazillions of dollars for rights to these live events. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of Sunday evenings where you know, Dan Hicks and I look at each other and we're like, you know what, we wish we would have had time to have gotten in that storyline. I wish we would have had time to have made, you know, connected these two dots with those two players. So it was a thrill to be able to take an event and kind of peel back the multi-layers that are associated with a week that was so rich like 1975, and to be able to tell those stories and fully connect those dots.
He is Gil Capps. The name of the book, The Magnificent Masters, Jack Nicklaus, Johnny Miller, Tom Weisskopf, and the 1975 Cliffhanger. at Augusta. Many people consider it the greatest Masters ever. Gil, thanks for writing the book. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
John, my pleasure. Anytime.